The Sudbury Wolves impressed almost 5,000 fans on Friday night in the final home game of the regular season by putting up 13 goals on the board, over the Barry Colts, which scored only 4 times. Before puck drop, the Wolves held a ceremony for graduating players Zachary Giroux, Andre Anania, and Landon McCallum, thanking them for their time with the club. Also before the game, the Wolves announced the hiring of former NHL player Drake Berehowski as the team's new defensive consultant. Jakub Vandross was the starting goaltender for the Wolves while the Colts went with Ben West between the pipes. Just over 3 minutes into the game, the Wolves took a 1-0 lead with a goal by Lucas Digintomaso, his first career Ontario Hockey League goal. At the 6:45 mark of the opening period, Quentin Musty scored on the power play, his 40th goal of the season, getting the Wolves off to a 2-0 start. Almost halfway into the period, Chris Grisolia scored his 4th goal of the season for Barrie to cut the Wolves' lead to 2-1. Musty scored his 2nd goal of the period at the 11:23 mark of the first to put Sudbury in the lead 3-1. With 7:25 remaining in the first period, Dalibor Vorsky scored on the power play, his 41st goal of the season to give the Wolves a 4-1 lead. With 3:25 left in the first period, Kocha Delic scored his 25th of the season, also on the power play, to wrap up a highly successful period for the Sudbury Wolves, as they held a 5-1 lead over the Colts after just the first 20 minutes of play. While shorthanded, Vorsky scored his 2nd goal of the game for the Wolves at the 6:22 mark of the middle frame to increase the Wolves' lead to 6-1. Just over 30 seconds later, the Wolves' Sudbury made it 7-1 with David Goyette's 38th goal of the regular season. Almost halfway through the second period, Riley Patterson would score his 29th goal of the season, making the score 7-2 for the Wolves. At the 10:16 mark of the middle frame, Delic scored his 2nd of the game, continuing the scoring clinic and increasing the Wolves' lead to 8-2. Under 3 minutes later, Evan Kanyon, who returned from suspension, scored his 23rd goal of the season, making the score 9-2 for Sudbury. Delic would complete the hat trick with 4:30 remaining in the second period for Sudbury's 10th goal of the game, making the score 10-2 for the Wolves. Grisolia scored his 2nd goal of the game with 3:53 to go in the second period, making the score 10-3 for Sudbury with 1 period to go in the game. Bode Stewart scored for the Colts 2:44 into the third period to make the score 10-4 for Sudbury. Just over 5.5 minutes into the period, Vorsky also scored a hat-trick goal, making the score 11-4 for the hometown Wolves. Delic scored his 4th goal of the game with 13:45 remaining in the game, foe Sudbury's 12th goal of the game and a 12-4 lead. With 2:03 remaining in the game, David Goyette capped off the high-scoring affair with his 39th goal of the season, giving the Sudbury Wolves a resounding 13-4 victory over the Barrie Colts. With the win, the Sudbury Wolves hold a record of 37 wins, 22 regulation losses, 4 overtime losses, and 3 shootout losses, good for 3rd place in the Central Division, 5th place in the Eastern Conference, and 9th place overall in the Ontario Hockey League, with 2 road games remaining in the regular season. The Sudbury Wolves hit the road to St. Catharines, Ontario, for a game on Saturday, March 23 against the Niagara Ice Dogs, with a scheduled start time of 7 p.m. before heading to Oshawa for their final game of the regular season against the Oshawa Generals on Sunday, March 24, with puck drop scheduled for 6:05 p.m.